Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state has now implemented a rule mandating two-person crews at minimum for lead locomotives and trains moving across the state. But she also says with most railroads using that two-person crew policy, they should have no additional labor costs as the result. And Emporia State University and the Jones Foundation, as we told you this week, coming together to create a new resource helping students overcome possible financial hurdles through the Jones Premier Nursing and Education Scholarship. Provost Brent Thomas says cost is definitely a contributing factor to decreased enrollment matters, so the new scholarships are a good resource to help students get past that. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, increasing clouds today in 60. We'll see cloudy skies tonight with a low of 47, blustery all the way through. So again, high school football games tonight, pretty blustery. We'll see 57 and blustery conditions, cloudy as well for Saturday, 57, and then Sunday partly sunny with an afternoon high of 58.
There will be some bundling up going on tonight.
I think so.
Football games, outdoor activities. Hey, I want to remind you, don't forget the walk to end Alzheimer's is tomorrow out at the fairgrounds. This is generally a Sunday event, but they switched to a Saturday this year, and we'll be broadcasting live from 8 until just about 10 tomorrow morning. Tank and Trahoon will be out there. Also, we'll be at live at the Hive morning as well. The big Turnpike Tussle, Emporia State Washburn going on. So there's a couple of events that we'll be at. Of course, the big Corky's Cupboard Benefit Car Show at the St. Mark's Lutheran Church here, also happening tomorrow from 10 until 2.
All right.
Plenty else going on. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted, keep you updated. Log on as well to KVOE.com. And speaking of activities, Chuck, a big one tonight.
Oh, boy, you're not
Friday,
kidding.
Friday the 13th, it is the Black Cat Ball put on by the Street Cats Club. Victoria Partridge with us here this morning. Victoria, how are you?
Doing great. I'm excited. It's finally Friday the 13th.
I bet you're fired up.
So would this be, if this was a regular holiday, would this be your favorite day of the year?
Absolutely, of course.
Well, talk about the Black Cat Ball. We had a chance to talk about this off air earlier this week. You mentioned that this is kind of like a passion project for you. Why is that?
Well, I mean, because it's like my personal aim. It's my ideal Halloween party. I mean, you get to go to this gorgeous location, eat delicious food, and, you know, just do some really cool things. And it's all in this, you know, great environment of raising money to help improve the lives of all the homeless cats in the area.
Yeah, that is tonight. So any tickets left, Victoria?
There are a few tickets left. So if people are still wanting to go, they can still get some tickets.
All right. So what can we expect to do and see tonight at the Granada?
I don't want to give away too much, but I definitely want to let people have an idea of what they're going to expect. So the entire vibe is like an upscale Halloween party. So it's not going to be super cutesy. It's definitely going to be more of the spooky. There's going to be dancing, fog machine, great food from TM Eats. We have some signature spooky cocktails. There are some experiences that you can have, including a haunted tour of behind the scenes of the Granada. And I'll tell you, we were setting up yesterday, and that place is definitely haunted. Some things happened that were, I mean, like, I was like, this is great, just don't cause too much chaos on Friday.
Oh, there's a presence, it sounds like, there.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. Now, do you have any spaces left for the VIP side of things that's supposed to lead things off, or is it all for the main event starting at 7?
Yeah, so our VIP tickets are sold out, and those people, some of the benefits that they get is, you know, being able to go through things with a smaller crowd. We're also having some special hors d'oeuvres brought in for just the VIP hour, and then also we'll have some cats on site for just that VIP hour. But those tickets are sold out for the main event. No cats on site, but you do get to have the excellent food from Chien Eats, the drinks, the experiences, tarot card, Trust Your Guts experience, photo booth, the dancing, the tours, and everybody, VIP and main event ticket holders all get this amazing swag bag.
It is a Friday the 13th Black Cat Ball at the Emporia Granada Theater. When do things start tonight, Victoria?
VIP tickets, those ticket holders are coming in at 6, and then everybody else is coming in at 7.
And you're raising money for the Street Cat Club. For people that don't know exactly, what is your mission there?
So our bottom line mission is to improve the lives of stray cats, and we do that through two main ways. The number one way that we do that is by spaying and neutering all of the stray cats just to reduce the growth in that population. And then the other way we do that is by fostering sick, injured, and orphaned stray cats.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Victoria, much appreciated. One of us will be seeing you here tonight for the Black Cat Ball. Sounds like you're about set to have a major fundraising total for this, so can't wait to hear what the final total is going to be.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks, guys.
Victoria, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Of course you will. It's Friday the 13th.
Exactly.
Victoria Partridge Day.
I like that.
KVOE Live in Local 747. It is 51 degrees. Our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. ESB Financial encourages you to join in on supporting the United Way of the Flint Hills. Remember, you make the work of the United Way possible through your outstanding support. Chiefs over the Broncos again. Last night at Arrowhead, Thursday night football, 19-8. Woohoo! Now the Chiefs get a few extra days off before entertaining the LA Chargers next Sunday at Arrowhead. But we want to get down to the important stuff here. That's getting you qualified for a brand new 55-inch 4K LED smart TV from Triad Leasing. That's what we need to do. If you were tuned in to the broadcast last night, you heard a couple of mystery players. If you're the correct caller here this morning and can relay those mystery players to me upon request, you're going to be officially qualified for that TV. And we're going to hook you up with a large one-topping pizza from Gambino's just for qualifying. So caller number 8 this morning, caller 8, 342-586-3342, KVOE, caller 8. Going to bring you on. See if you can get yourself qualified. Good luck.
Emporia USD 253 is seeking applications for several positions, including business operations specialist, HVAC technician, full-time and part-time custodian positions, assistant cook positions, and bus drivers. To apply, go to USD253.org and select employment. USD 253 is an equal opportunity employer.
Run, ride, release, ruck, recognize. The Emporia Freedom Fest Committee invites you to the 20th annual Emporia Freedom Fest on Saturday, November 4th at the Emporia All Veterans Memorial. Participants have a chance to compete in a 5K or 10K freedom run, a 20-mile or 53-mile freedom ride through the Flint Hills, the Kansas-Norwegian Foot March, or a unique, very competitive, physically challenging and rewarding three-event competition called the Will to Win Spur Challenge. Dynamic Discs is bringing back the Freedom Fest Open, a favorite among many local disc golf players and visitors, with rounds starting at 9 a.m. or noon on the course in beautiful Soden's Grove. Join us Saturday, November 4th, or participate virtually as we celebrate 20 years of supporting our servicemen and women and the many veterans that have made an impact in our community, region, and nation. To learn more or to register for these events, visit EmporiaFreedomFest.org.
Okay, class, settle down now.
KVOE AM 96.9 FM, Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9. Want to recognize some of the best students in the area? We'll be selecting a student of the month throughout the remainder of the school year, and we need your help.
All right, students, eyes forward, listen up.
We're asking you to nominate a deserving student from Emporia State University or Flint Hills Technical College. Tell us what makes your nominee stand out from the rest. The individual selected will be rewarded with a nice prize provided by our Student of the Month sponsors, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Emporia State University, Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal, Midas Touch Golden Tans, and Planet Sub. Simply go to kvoe.com/student. Fill out the nomination form and send it in. It's that simple. Student of the Month, brought to you by...